What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TM Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck, and today this is a special for the old heads. I went back and I was listening to Nas's, this is inspired by Nas's new album, Magic, and it got me to thinking, you know, being in a similar space where, you know, we've grown up from where you might have known us way, way back in the day, all the way up till now. It's an exciting time. What a time to be alive. I'm glad to have you guys with me. Hit me up on Twitter at OddcastTMP. That's ODCASTTMP. Or you can follow me on the Facebook group for the TM Podcast. Be one of the TM Podcast play cousins. And this one is going to be particularly for the old heads, which I fall firmly in that category, as I'm realizing. Just recently turned 41 last month. And yeah, it's a weird time to be, you know, this old, because, you know, people that I grew up listening to are still making music, and I'm getting ready to retire. So, you know, putting those things in the perspective kind of gave me a little bit of inspiration to do an episode about longevity and staying relevant. So that's what we're talking about today. Feel free to hit me up, OddcastTMP. Follow me on the Facebook group. Thanks everybody for tuning in. So this episode is inspired by Nas's new album, Magic. And I vividly remember the first issue of The Source that I ever bought. The Source is a hip-hop magazine. If you're listening to this and you don't know that, you're hanging out with the old head. It's just going to be that way today. So I got this issue of The Source. They had Gangstar on the cover. And in the review section, they used to rate everything by mics. It used to be like a thing in hip-hop where people would say, oh, this is five mics or rated five mics. That was like the standard, like top tier. And apparently, you know, however their rating system goes, it's pretty rare for somebody's first album to be five mics. And this issue that I had the review for Nas's album Illmatic. I was in high school, I think. Yeah, I want to say I was in high school when I got this. And they talk about this album. I think he had Verse of the Month in there. If it wasn't in there, it was prior to. They were basically talking about how, you know, this is this kid. He's the rawest rapper. Doesn't hurt that, you know, his album's produced by the best producers in the game at that point. DJ Premier, Large Professor, kind of engineered by MC Surge from Third Base. And I think AZ is the only other person that raps on it. And this is the first time anybody ever heard of AZ as well. Shout out to AZ, who, you know, for him to guest feature on a five mic album, he held it down. You know, people talked about that verse, talked about that song. But I'm thinking about that while I'm listening to Magic. And I'm like, man, this dude's been in the game for like longer than I've been, you know, able to work, longer than I could be considered an adult or whatever. And this album is just really good. And I was thinking about the two albums before that, King's Disease and King's Disease 2, where the caliber of rapping, the caliber of beats. This is kind of like he's a veteran, but he knows what he's doing. And the underlying theme of this album is that he doesn't have to make this music. But he's really good at it, and he's not phoning it in. He's like actually killing it. And If you listen to this podcast at all, you know that I like to make parallels between bodies of work or music and whatever's going on relevant in my life. So I'm thinking, you know, this is an artist that I kind of grew up with. Started at the very beginning of me being able to buy my own music and appreciate hip hop at like the top tier, at its top tier. So Nas is like one of those artists, like, can hip hop as an art form serious all the way up until now? Like, he's been kind of a constant. I'll tell you another thing that kind of inspires this episode as well is I was watching an interview with Soulja Boy. And what's interesting kind of about Soulja Boy is that dude's been around for like a long time, like over 10 years. He's still relevant. Doesn't really make like hit songs anymore. Like he'll make a song or whatever and it'll be popular or whatever. But it ain't to the degree of success that he started out with. And Soulja Boy is one of those rappers where like you don't even think about the fact that he's been in the game for so long and all the things that he's done because his personality is just out there. So like you got Nas on one end who is comfortably in his lane, and you got Soulja Boy who found a way to remain relevant over the course of his career, even when he's not top tier rapper, and he knows it. But he is basically like a marketing, you know, he's a marketing, I'll say he's a marketing genius, right? Like the last few times that you heard about Soulja Boy, it's been because he's got some kind of product associated with him. And before Nas came out with music, or as King's Disease, the first one, was coming out, you know, he's kind of talking about other things that he's doing. So his media company, Mass Appeal, and making money off of crypto. So it's just kind of like looking at this, you got somebody that kind of came in halfway between Nas's career and utilized the technology that wasn't available to Nas in the beginning. A lot of times I think about if the internet was around when Nas first came out, would he even be like who he is now? Like, think about the amount of word of mouth, the amount of buzz, like I said, magazines. People had to really be paying attention to you for you to get as much hype as you can get now by having a popular product or a popular brand or a popular personality or something like that. So the game has changed, but Nas is still killing it, right? The game has changed from Soulja Boy, but he basically created the path for everybody that's come after him. So like the same way Rakim birthed Nas, and then Nas kind of built this tier of MCs all the way up to J. Cole. Like J. Cole got a song called Let Nas Down. That just kind of shows you like the reverence that he has in the game. And J. Cole's one of the top tier rappers right now. I think if you're asking the question, depending on who you ask, people either say J. Cole or Lil Baby. If you ask for like, who's the best rapper right now? But Nas's album Magic kind of enters that conversation. And his last three albums, I think he's on an incredible run right now. And he doesn't have my favorite catalog. I'll just put that out there. And I think most hip hop fans will agree with me. Like the rhymes have always been there, but either like the way the album's put together or the beats or something like that, it's just, he's got some that are not, they're not the best, right? His catalog is not as solid as it probably could be or should be. But like I said, he's a guy in a lane. He found his lane. And shout out to Hit-Boy too. Hit-Boy, first time I heard about him, he was walking with Giants, right? He's with Jay-Z and Kanye, producing beats for Watch the Throne. That was the first time I heard about Hit-Boy. And here he is on a 3-album run, almost as the sole producer for most of the album, with one of the greatest MCs of all time. So low key, high key, you know, Hit Boy's catalog is getting up there. But you know, all that to say, the times can change. You know, if you're good at your craft, or if you build on your craft, right, you don't necessarily have to move with the times. You can kind of stay in your lane or kind of move a little to the left or a little to the right, and it still come across as impactful as when you first started. So if you follow in the timeline and you start listening to Nas around the same time that I did, or you start appreciating hip hop around the same time as I did, then you're probably close to, you know, getting ready to retire. If you started working like right at 18, I got this job when I was 24. So I probably have friends, people like that I went to school with that have already retired, which congratulations, big shout out to you. did your 20, get that check, secure the bag. That's the motto. But by the same token, either you retired or you're getting ready to retire, which is kind of weird because you don't like really consider like hip hop and retirement. Like, oh, I'm a retiree that listens to rap. Doesn't even sound right. But that's the generation that we're in right now. Like I think about like my parents, and they didn't have this kind of music. Anyways, I look at Nas kind of like as an inspiration, or look at this album in particular kind of as an inspiration, because he took the thing that he's been doing forever, and he's at such a high level now. I'm not going to say it's effortless. It's probably not effortless, because he is meticulous in his raps, and there's some bars on here. There's some real bars. He's not in there phoning it in. But I noticed that with a lot of rappers that came out around that era, is that they're at their craft, but they seem at ease. So it's like watching somebody that's been playing guitar for, I don't know, like 20 or 30 years, and they pick up a guitar and they just start playing. And then watching somebody that just started, or somebody that hasn't been playing that long, and yeah, they might know what they're doing, but they're not in their zone. They're not in their bag the way, you know, an actual like virtuoso or professional would be. And to me, that kind of gives me hope, because I'm like, now I feel like, you know, I'm in my bag. I know what I'm doing. And if I chose to do something similar to what I do now in a different lane, I'd be able to take that skill set that has been, you know, built up over this career, and I should be more at ease when starting something new. Not saying it's going to be easy, but you know, it'll be, you know, I'm in my lane. I know what I know. And it's kind of crazy because like, I think about how, people view me, and the people that have been doing what I've been doing for as long as I have probably view me as a contemporary, right? Like we're in the same lane. And then people, one of the things that I always catch myself being conscious of is people that came way, way after me. So like, this would be like your little baby or your Gunna or something like that, looking at one of the, what you would consider an OG. Like Drake has a line where it says, feeling young, but they treat me like an OG. Drake's been out for a hot minute, so he kind of is an OG. That's a whole nother conversation, whether, you know, he's feeling young because he surrounds himself with young people because he doesn't want to feel old. I don't know. But, you know, he's stayed relevant. And I think Nas is kind of like in that doesn't matter if he's relevant. He doesn't need new fans. I don't think he looks for new fans. I would say that's probably like the vibe of the album. He's not chasing clout. It's, I'm Nas. Like, what's even the question? It's me. I'm here. I'm rapping. You should want to listen to this. That's kind of the vibe of the album, because he knows what he's doing. And I feel like that's how I want people to look at me when I'm ready to step away is, yeah, man, he's in his bag. This is easy for him. But I know for me, and I don't know if it's like this for entertainers, but I go to work, it's new challenges every day. So I guess what, the point, if there is one to this episode, is that, you're probably not going to be 100% secure that what you're doing is the right thing all the time. But to the people that are looking at you, that kind of see you as a veteran, they're gonna treat you that way. They're gonna treat you accordingly. Of course, you got like all these young people that are like, oh, I didn't listen to Tupac or I didn't listen to Biggie or blah, 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 blah. So they ain't the greatest to me, which is, I think, a fair assessment. People are gonna get mad at it, but like if you didn't grow up listening to that, or if Lil Wayne is what you grew up to, Biggie probably doesn't sound that good to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what you grew up on. So it's that whole like, oh, it's trying to stay relevant deal. But I would say like the peaceful part about this album is that is there's no relevance involved, right? Like, I'm not doing this because like I need people to understand that I'm the best. I'm doing it because this is what I do. And if I didn't do this, I'd be fine. So I feel like that's the vibe. That's the kind of energy I want to take into 2022. And for the rest of my career is not seeking approval from people, just being comfortable that, I know what I'm doing. And listen to this album, that really had me feeling that way. I think Nas kind of blatantly says it a few times on the album that he doesn't have to be doing this. And I think King's Disease 1 and King's Disease 2 kind of fell back on nostalgia a lot. Like, he's just talking about back in the day, and which, to be fair, he started doing that on his first album. So, like, that's always been kind of like his. That's consistent in subject matter for him. But I think King's Disease 1 and 2, he kind of was a little bit more. He kind of was a little bit more, hey, I'm Nas. I used to rap back in the day, blah, 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 blah. He's even got a song on there with Eminem and EPMD on the King's Disease 2. This is a dope track. But, who's that for? Who's that for, man? I don't know if Eminem, Nas, and EPMD have the same fan base. I mean, I like the song, whatever. But on this one, his newest one, almost going into 2022, because it came out, I think, like right before Christmas. Like, he's kind of like, eh, I don't really need to be doing this. I don't need to be working this hard, releasing three albums in 2 years. But here it is. Take it or leave it. And the overall, especially for Magic, I think the overall picture of the album is that is very positive. Like, I think all the hip hop fans, all the people that would have liked Nas anyways, enjoy the album too. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing too. Like, I'm just gonna go on a tangent real quick. Artists these days don't have fans. They have stans. They have people that will support whatever you put out, no matter what. And if there's another artist in that same space, then they're just gonna flame that artist. Like, they can't like two people. When I remember, like, when I first started listening to hip hop, it was like, man, this better be good. This better be good. They'll be wasting my time. Case in point, probably one of my biggest disappointments over listening to hip hop, and you feel however you want to feel about this, but Raekwon got an album called Immobility, And it's coming after one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time, Only Built for Cuban Links. And then he comes with Immobility, and I was like, what? Man, what is this? It's not good. It's not good. But these days, he could have released Immobility, and people would have been like, oh, man, this is great. This is great. And then another perspective on that. Questlove just tweeted, I want to say yesterday, maybe the day before, he just tweeted about Jay-Z not respecting In My Lifetime Volume 1. And Jay-Z said, like, he was disappointed because he knew what it could have been versus what it actually ended up being. And people were like, who cares, drop new music. And I'm like, Jay-Z's been around longer than y'all been alive, man. Like, he doesn't need to drop new music. But that's it. That's the quest, the thirst for relevance. If you don't have something new, then we don't want to hear it. And I think about, like, other artists, other musicians that have been in their bag for a hot minute. They don't need to make new music because their catalog is strong. Like, people aren't like, oh, when's Aerosmith coming out with a new album? Or when's Rolling Stones coming out with a new album? Nobody cares. Then you're just going to listen to the old stuff because that's what we like. But hip-hop's not like that, which I think is what makes the people that have been doing it for a long time, that's what makes that rare, is that they have stayed consistent and didn't just fall back on their old catalog, but they still make new stuff. But in particular, it's like you don't want to follow the trends. You want to set the trend, right? So this album, I feel like magic was made for the people that listen to Illmatic, you know, for people that were sneaking whatever in a Bubble Goose jacket, you know, taking it to school, listening to the Nas album, like, oh man, you know, I'm a street kid just like him, blah, 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 blah. And now they're like, oh man, I'm worried about investing money and looking at mortgage payments and stuff like that, right? Like, it's that kind of vibe. So, yeah, I know that was a long tangent. Anyways, the end result, the end point to this is if you're in the same position that I'm in, where you've been at something for a hot minute and you maybe don't feel super confident about, like, your skill level because other people are coming after you and they're doing stuff different. Man, don't worry about it. that's the underlying point, right? You've been in the game for a hot minute. You know how it goes. So with that, you know, that should come with confidence. So if you're feeling underconfident, just remember that you've been in the game for a minute. For my old heads, for the new folks. If you're young, just remember, you know, those guys might know what they're talking about. They've been at it for a hot minute. Not saying that things don't change, but like I always say, each one teach one. So the older folks, the old heads can teach the new folks, you know, hey, this is the foundation of the things that you're doing. And then the new folks can say, well, hey, I can show you how to do this faster, or I can show you how to do this more accurate, or something like that. Everybody has something to teach everybody, man. So we can all just sit here and learn from each other. With that said, thanks everybody for tuning in. This has been the TM Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you like it, hit me up or share it. I'd appreciate that as well. You can always hit me up on Twitter at OdcastTMP. That's ODCASTTMP. This is your boy Chuck, and enjoy 2022.